Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Way, several guys.
We got some mother now. Excuse my language, but yeah, Oway, he can go. Charles Menu can go. Caleb Vaughn can go. Tim Settle, he can go. Who else am I missing? Then we got D Wise back. You already know he can go. We got DA coming back. He can go. Jerzon can go. I mean, D Payne can go. You know, it's going to be exciting, bro. It's going to be super exciting to play with these guys for sure. A lot of talent, bro. I'm just excited, bro. I'm super excited.
That was by far and away, after I kind of got caught up when I got back yesterday listening to a lot of the press conferences from the first week of, by the way, perfect attended OTAs. Laremy Tunsil showed up. He was not expected to show up. But Kinlaw was the best by far. And that was very entertaining. And look, I mean, get ready for a defense that's going to be completely different if Kinlaw is right, because everybody can go. Everybody can go. I did get a note from our guy, Steve Suter, our film breakdown analyst, Steve Suter, who was not a big fan of Deron Payne's 2025 season. He thought Deron took too many plays off, loafed it way too much. And he sent me a text to say, did you see this from Kinlaw? Notice how the last person he mentioned was Deron Payne. Yeah, I did notice that. From Steven Sheehan, Terrence Potroast Knighton. He was the one, and it was prior to the 2015. Steven sent me a link to the story. Prior to the 2015 season, in June of 2015, so that would have been during the OTAs, Terrence Potroast Knighton, their nose tackle, remember him? He, you know, self-proclaimed the defense with a label and a nickname, Capital Punishment. It wasn't Capital Defense, it was Capital Punishment. Washington went on in 2015 to have the 28th ranked defense in the NFL. 28th. And then in 2016, one of the worst defenses we've ever seen until last year. Terrence Potroast Knighton. Thank you for that, Steven. I could not pull. I was about to say Chris Baker. I was even thinking about Ricky Jean Francois. Ricky John Francois may have done it, but yeah. Forgot about Terrence Knighton, one of Bruce Allen's, I mean, bargain basement signings. I mean, Bruce really was a TJ Maxer bottom floor. I mean, looking for the bargains. Look at the deal I got on this subpar player, because they all were, seemingly. All right, so I got this from Terry D. Terry D wrote me. He wasn't the only one. There were several like this, and it's an annual tradition to get, during OTAs and even during training camp, to get a lot of people who get ginned up on the team. And it comes from a lot of the reports from the people on the beat, some of the video clips that come out, some of the things that are said. Terry D writes, Kevin, I know you don't think much of OTAs, but all the talk last week was really positive. Chig looked sharp, as in Okonkwo. Diami picked up the chemistry with Jaden from where he left it off in the playoff game in Detroit. Wow! They're already back to that level of chemistry? Terry, as in Terry McLaurin, in early is already paying off. And the best news yet, Styles and Williams, that would be Antonio Williams, Washington's third-round pick, are ready to play at a high level right now. I don't think you're going to need time to grade this last draft. I hope you've been following along and will weigh in when you get back. Thank you for that. I don't know if Terry's... I think he might be playing with me. I think he knows what I think about those that get super pumped up this time of year. And I think he was just trying to get me. But if he's being serious, I mean, God bless you. Bless your heart. Bless your heart, Terry D. Bless all of your hearts that are really into the play-by-play of OTAs. Look, there's a market for it. I'm not begrudging anybody that disseminates information from OTAs as if it actually means anything. As I've said for many, many years, and this seems to be an annual tradition of talking about the reactions to OTAs, the reactions to training camp, the only thing that really we can take and register and do something with it is information about injuries. They're real. And by the way, I would also suggest injuries really to high-level players, borderline elite-level players. You know, unless you get a rash of injuries, which, by the way, the Giants have had. Have you been following their situation? They have lost three players to season-ending, as in 2026 season-ending, non-contact injuries during OTAs, including the cat that was supposed to replace Dexter Lawrence along their defensive front. They also went out and signed OBJ, Smith-Schuster yesterday, and Braxton Berrios. Three wide receiver signings because Malik Nabers is likely going to be out for a long period of time in 2026. He had a second surgery. I feel badly for him because he was... Malik Nabers, I'm getting sidetracked here, but I don't want to lose this thought. Malik Nabers is an elite talent. Elite. We saw it in his second game. It was his second game, right? Last year, the first game after the in 2024, when he caught like double-digit balls, but then dropped a ball in fourth and sixth in the game in which the Giants didn't have Graham Gano when he got hurt, and Washington won with seven field goals. That was the second week of the season, I believe, in 2024. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. Injuries, trades, like the two made yesterday, and then big, you know, late summer or early summer additions to the roster or deletions from the roster. But usually if somebody gets deleted and it's not an injury, it's because they weren't going to be very good to begin with. But like a summer roster addition, like a Brandon Ayuk or a Stephon Diggs, these are the things that are truly substantive, you know, in terms of this time of year. Occasionally, you'll get a piece of information from a coach or a player. That's why I like listening to these interviews, these press conferences, because they can sort of, you know, if you're paying attention, sometimes there will be a tell there. Sometimes they'll say it directly. And, you know, certainly there are people in this town that get information sometimes that isn't necessarily made public. But, I mean, Terry D, if you're serious, I mean, like Antonio Williams, look, you may be right about Sonny Styles and Antonio Williams. You know, you may be right about Terry McLaurin. You may be right about, that's my favorite one, Diami and Jaden. Already, it's clear that they had the chemistry that they had towards the end of the 2024 season in the Detroit playoff game. What did Diami do? He had that, you know, he had that unbelievable catch over the shoulder that Jaden dropped into the bucket. Remember that one? What was his stat line? He had a very good end of the season. I do remember that. I remember that Diami Brown really started to come on towards the end of the season. He had five catches for 89 yards. Oh, that's the Tampa game. And The Detroit game
six catches, 98 yards.
Yeah, 6 for 98. He had a good postseason.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
He had, in the postseason, he had 14 catches for 229 yards, 16.4 yards per catch, one touchdown in 2024. And definitely his productivity picked up towards the end of that season. What I'm going to say to you, Terry, if you're actually being serious, is everything you said actually may come to fruition. But it's not coming to fruition based on what you've read or what you've seen at this time of year. It just isn't. I went back before the show this morning because I wanted to, just in an effort to kind of make the point here about the NFL is, a 12-month out of the year sport now. I mean, we're getting ready to tip the NBA Finals tomorrow night, and the only thing being talked about this morning on any of the morning ESPN shows is the two trades. The NFL just dominates. We know that. I went back and looked at preseason odds for last year. We've done this before, but I actually took it a step further. The top five preseason favorites last year were Baltimore, Buffalo, KC, Philly, and Detroit. All right, they were the top five favorites to win the Super Bowl last year. Baltimore, Buffalo, KC, Philly, and Detroit. Only one of those five teams made it to the second round of the postseason. That was Buffalo. By the way, they did it in incredible fashion. I still think that the Buffalo-Jacksonville playoff game last year was the best of the playoff games. And Jacksonville would have been a threat had they won that game to win another. But anyway, I digress. Those were the top favorites. Obviously, as much as I rely on the desert, it's much more about a week-to-week thing with the boys in Vegas, with the odds makers offshore. That's where they really kind of hone in on stuff. The preseason stuff is trying to create a number that creates, equal action. Those were the top five favorites. Obviously, Detroit and Kansas City and Baltimore didn't even make the playoffs. Philly got beat in the first round. Buffalo won one playoff game. But how about this to just further amplify the point about nobody knows anything this time of year? And nobody knows anything in September either, because this story on ESPN.com ran on September 4th, 2025, a couple of days before last season kicked off with Philly and Dallas on a Thursday night at the Link. 68 ESPN personalities weighed in with their AFC champion pick, NFC champion pick, Super Bowl winner pick, and league MVP pick. All right. We know that Seattle and New England played in the Super Bowl. Seattle beat the Rams, and New England beat Denver. Those were the final four teams. The Ravens were picked by 30 of the 68. They didn't make the postseason. The Bills were picked by 19 of the 68 ESPN people. They got to the second round. The Chiefs were picked by 8. They didn't make the playoffs. The Eagles were picked by 5. The Lions, 3. The Broncos got a pick. The Buccaneers got a pick. And the Packers got a pick. None of those teams were in the Super Bowl. Only the Broncos made the final four. The Rams weren't even in the mix. Seattle was far from the mix. I've told you this before. Seattle and New England's over-under numbers last year heading into the NFL season, 7.5. That's what Washington's is heading into 2026. The AFC champion pick, Ravens got 33 out of the 68. The Bills got 25. The Chiefs got 9. The Broncos got 1. So nobody got an AFC champion right, and nobody got an NFC champion right. The Seattle Seahawks didn't get 1 vote out of the 68. And the Rams, who played in the NFC title game, only got 1 vote. The Eagles and the Packers and the Lions were the real threats. League MVP last year was Matt Stafford. Out of the 68 ESPN personalities making preseason picks, nobody gave Matt Stafford a chance to win the MVP. And I'll also mention nobody had Drake May as an MVP candidate. He finished second. Lamar Jackson, Burrow, Josh Allen, Mahomes, and Jaden Daniels were the top 5 picks to win the MVP prior to last season. We just don't know much, guys, this time of year. It's the best part of the sport. It's so unpredictable. There are so many things that you just can't possibly predict, you know, in May or June or July or August. Sometimes it takes until November to really figure it out. I did love Kinlaw, though. I loved Kinlaw just dropping. I mean, he used the S word as essentially a comma between mentioning how many of his new teammates can go and are MFers. Because you know Owe can go. He can go. Amenihue, he can go. Kalavon can go. Settle can go. Dietrich can go. DA can go. That's Dorrance Armstrong. He's coming back. We know he can go. D-Payne can go. I hope he's right. I'll tell you what, I thought Kinlaw was good last year. I think Kinlaw will be good this year. And I do think that, you know, I copied and pasted a bunch of these emails and tweets that I got while I was away about OTAs. Where was the other one? This one from Glenn. Glenn wrote, really missed you this week. He meant last week. Seems like every move Adam Peters made in the offseason is paying off. Now just one Ayuk or Diggs domino to fall and look out. Yeah, it's way too premature to say that Adam Peters offseason is paying off. That doesn't mean that you can't have an opinion about Adam Peters offseason, about what might happen and project what will happen and hope will happen and even feel strongly about what will happen. But there is nothing that's happened so far that would tell you that Adam's offseason is paying off. That won't be realized, if it's realized, until the games start in September. It doesn't mean that I don't like what he did, because I do like what he did. I love, A, he identified the problem, defense. B, he identified that the talent was part of the problem. C, he identified, along with his head coach, that the coaching was part of the problem. And doing the same thing over and over again is the definition, of course, of insanity. And they didn't do that. They went out and changed everything up, and we'll see if that pays off. We won't know for a while. Put it this way, running it back with the group they had last year probably wasn't going to pay off. And that's why I like the offseason. And look, a couple of the players, I do like Owe. I think Owe has a chance to be a really good player. I think maybe they got him as an ascending player. You know, Suter, by the way, in one of his texts to me over the last week, said he was watching film on Settle, and he thinks Settle's going to have a really good season. Now, he said this, and it's so true, we don't know how he'll be used. We can guess on how he'll be used, but in a new defensive scheme, we can only guess on how he'll be used. And then it's at the NFL level, how it all comes together, how everybody fits together. That's what Howie Roseman's done really well. You know, probably better than anybody else. Speaking of Howie Roseman, he was involved in one of the big two trades yesterday. Let's get to that next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze. Let's love.